The Miser's Christmas. The kind old wizard of Tumbledown Village looked after all the orphans. He cooked their meals and mended their socks, but never did any magic. He was always very poor. One day there was no money left. The orphans were hungry.
"We must earn some money," said the wizard.
So he taught the boys and girls to do tricks and to juggle. They put on a show for the people in the village. Everyone came to watch. They laughed and they clapped. They all gave money to the orphans. The village miser saw them as he walked past. He was carrying bags of gold to his house. He did not laugh at the orphans. He never laughed. He had not laughed for 25 years. He marched into his house and shut the door. He was too mean to give a penny to anyone. The money did not last forever. On the day before Christmas, there was no food and no money left. It was snowing outside. The wizards and the orphans were very cold and hungry. They all went to bed early. When the wizard was asleep, the orphans crept down the stairs to his secret room. They wanted to find a magic spell for making money. The room was very dusty because the wizard did not use it anymore. The orphans were very sorry for him. They wondered how they could help. One of the orphans saw a rusty old tin at the back of the top shelf. He climbed up to it and got it. Then he read the writing on the label. It says, "Laughing powder. 1. Sprinkle on victim. 2. Tickle with feather." "Come and see what I found," he whispered. The other orphans came to look. "Let's find out if it really works," said one girl. The orphans waited until everyone in the village was asleep. Then they crept out of the wizard's house and set off through the snow. They came to the miser's house and opened the door very quietly. Then they tiptoed up the stairs and peeped into a bedroom. The miser was lying on the bed, fast asleep. He was so mean he did not have any blankets. The orphans crept in very quietly. They sprinkled the laughing powder all over the miser, taking care not to wake him up. He just went on snoring louder and louder. Then a boy pulled a feather from the pillow. He tickled the master's feet. The miser stopped snoring and woke up. He began to smile. He sat up in bed and laughed until the tears ran down his cheeks. "What fun it is to laugh," he said. "Tomorrow I will have a party." The next day was Christmas Day. Everyone in the village came to the party. The mayor, the wizard, and all the orphans were there. The miser gave all his gold to the orphans. They promised to make him laugh every day. And from that day, he was a very happy man.